Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Keelak Ad-Kalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to our long-term sponsor, D&D Beyond. Check the link in the description to make your free account, and also head to dndbeyond.com/discord to join their new server where you can discuss all things D&D and beyond. Also, this week we are sponsored by the lovely Elderwood Academy. They sent us a load of their products and they quickly became a part of our standard equipment when playing D&D. I personally snagged the Spellbook Gaming Box, in which I keep all of my dice, pencils and minis in. Also, it looks like a spellbook, which is pretty damn cool. All of their products are super customizable. Change the type of wood, leather, design, inlays and more to get exactly what you want, exactly how you want it. And hey, we also have a special offer for new customers of Elderwood Academy. If you head to elderwoodacademy.com and in the order notes on checkout write Happy Birthday High Rollers, you'll gain a free set of miniature metal dice worth $25. So head there, get yourself some fancy new additions to the table, and also get some metal dice for free. Anyway, on to the episode. Breeze has told us what is required for his ritual. Let's see if we can finally save Tracker.
Hello, welcome back to High Rollers. The party have just been arrested for trying to break into or out of the mausoleum gardens. They're not quite sure which. Lucius,
I can't handle how funny she's finding this.
Lucius and Sentry are both being ushered away by a pair of guards, a pair of harvest guards, as Nova and Echo have just rounded the corner and collided into them. Followed by Ayla and Quill behind, despairingly.
Mummy and Daddy.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are going to march you off to the Harvest Guard barracks for questioning and possibly fine, but you're not sure how long that'll take, so what do you want to do?
Look, I'm very, very wealthy, as you can see. I wouldn't possibly be having a need of doing anything untoward in the gardens. So how about we just make this easier on each other, you know? And just give you some of the good stuff. I mean gold, and we'll just separate our ways, and we'll just...
Eli literally's like, Phil, do you hear this? I do hear that, Steve. I think that this man is trying to bribe two members of the Harvest Guards. That's a serious crime, Steve. I know it is, Phil. I mean, it would need to be a rather large sum, I think, for us to forego our godly vows. I agree.
Steve, Phil, you seem like very reasonable men.
You do.
Yes.
We are. Agrees.
And Sentry can see through souls.
I can. See your souls, they look very good.
Yeah, tasty. Mm. But what sum would you mean? I'd be very respectful sum, I assume.
We think for a second. They eye you up. They look. They actually look at, like, Sentry's battle axe. There's no sign of blood. I don't imagine they were up to anything too bad in there. What were you trying to get in there for, anyway? You and a guardian?
I was trying to get a lovely flower for my high elven wife.
He was. Yeah. He's got quite a big crush on her.
But they only grow in the gardens.
Exactly.
At night.
They're beautiful.
And then they die in the morning.
They, like, whisper saying to each other, like, okay. Tell you what, the fine would probably be 15 gold. So you can pay...
I can't afford that. That's going to be all my savings
so
for my...
money.
Oh, shouldn't be breaking into the gardens then, should you?
Can I thaumaturgy the sound of the fence rattling 30 feet behind them?
the rat like a something hitting against it, like yep. a dong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they'll glance over.
Okay.
Huh? Is there any more of you in there?
No.
Can I thaumaturgy like someone rustling through the leaves now?
Fine. Well, I was like, shh. You're lying, and now you're. Oh, he's just, grumbles. He's like, right, all right, Phil, stay here with him. All right. One of them trots over towards the fence. You can see him trying to peer through.
We'll give you 12 gold right now. You'd have to share it with Steve.
Steve's my best mate.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'd share everything with him. We've been harvest guards together since we were kids.
20 gold?
Let's no, it can be 30 gold now. So 15 no. for the Steve.
God, I'm so bad at this. I've never been arrested before.
Look. 15 gold each, we'll let it slide.
Could I thaumaturgy to make it sound like the guy that's at the fence now looking through?
Thaumaturgy is not minor illusion. It can't replicate voices. You can make vague sounds with it.
All right.
Hint or thing. You can boost your own voice, but you
I
can't.
I do that.
Yeah, you can't. It's not minor illusion. Minor illusion you can create.
I can apparently do ominous whispers.
You can do ominous whispers, but they are so not discernible as an individual's voice.
So could I have a whisper whispering? That's voice. Just so not even like a whisper. That sound is just a whisper, but it's someone saying like, "Hey, come here," or something like that.
I mean, yeah, but yeah, you can do that.
It's from where the guy that's looking through the fence is right now.
What's your spell saving throw?
It's a this is Bard, so 12.
Okay, he's like, huh? He like looks over. He's like, "Did you say something, Steve?" I didn't say anything, Phil.
Damn it.
That's just
two of
them.
Take pay and
then
we'll get on
our way. The honest harvest guard, Stephen. Is it Stephen? Or is it just Steve?
I never asked. He's always just Steve.
Is it?
Yeah.
You never asked your... Never
mind. What he said. It's what he introduced himself as. Why should I?
Oh, you're Phil. Sorry.
I'm Phil.
My apologies. You two look very similar. Are you related?
Like people have said that about us, yes. We are just good friends.
Nice, well.
Are there any windows or doors within 30 feet of me?
30 feet? No. You'd have to go onto the other side of the street. Because you're right by the fence side. It's about 60 feet.
I mean, we're in the gardens.
No.
Can I just be counting out 30 gold while
sure.
all this...
Yeah,
it's okay.
It sounds like Sentry's got it.
Okay.
Sentry, like, pulls out, like, some coins.
This is my...
But,
yeah. So, ooh. 45 in total.
All right. Consider it fine paid and written up.
It is yours.
But if we find out that anything else is going on in there, I'm going to come looking for you.
What, like a cult of fire worshippers?
Why would you say
it's
that?
It's like...
Look,
now I need to... I'm going to determine randomly...
Why?
...if Steve or Phil are members of the Ashbringers.
What?
Oh my god!
Wow!
This is like a very, like, you can't just go around throwing that out because this town, there is a lot of people that.
Right now.
This is a split
so
town.
When you say Ashbringers, you mean like, Palador.
Well, yeah, like Palador, but okay. the part of Palador that is very, like, anti-foreigner and stuff like that.
Oh shit.
You're fine.
Look, it's been a very difficult day for us.
Oh no, my ball is getting away! Help!
He just looks, he's like, you need to be careful who you say that stuff to.
I know.
I don't like what they're up to either. But there's a lot of people here that see eye to eye with those sorts of people.
Terrifying.
Yeah. He's like, all right, go on, off you go.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, officer!
Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
Nods.
Say hi to Steve.
Do you see something over there? He's like, I swear I could hear rustling around here, but I can't see anything.
Kind of breeze.
It's been too long, mate. We need to get off shift.
Yeah.
Yep.
Been far too long.
Okay.
Bye, have a beer and some sleep. Bye.
I'm assuming you guys have left.
Yeah.
Bye. They don't cheerily wave goodbye. They're like, fucking leave. We don't want anyone to know that you bribed us. Like, go on.
Good.
Well,
great.
We did it.
How was
okay.
it?
Okay. So I'm going to be honest. I am a little bit pessimistic about the whole thing. I mean, it sounds fantastic, but it's one of those it sounds too good to be true situations.
Right.
And I'm just a bit wary.
Are you being Brookstoned?
I don't know. I don't think
But that's
so.
How We might be, because we didn't know with Brookstone, and he was. Exactly. We didn't know with the Abatess, and she is.
Yeah.
We don't know that yet.
So we can, I understand.
Yet.
Yeah. So he's performing a ritual in about an hour from now, just outside the North Gates on Tracker. So he said that I can come and be a part of it, but the ritual uses a magic energy of some sort. It harvests magic energy to add lifespan to the Guardian's matrixes. So Breeze has been alive for 50 years, which is more than double my own lifespan. And so it's amazing. It works. I think,
according to him,
it works.
Can you tell his age?
Not really, no. He just looks like another
guardian. So he just said it?
He just said it, and I'm not exactly... This is why I said it's one of those too good to be true things.
We'd love for it to be true.
I would.
Has he done this on other guardians?
He said that he has, and he said that it worked.
So where are they? Why haven't we heard of other guardians living beyond 50 years?
He doesn't like people that aren't guardians either. He's had bad experiences with non-guardians.
I mean, keep in mind that until you came to Kelly's Rest, most of you had never met a guardian. Yeah. Mm. They're very rare. It's not common for you to meet them in the first place. And if you see one at a distance, there's no way of aging them. It's not like a human who you can physically say, oh, they look about blah, blah, blah.
Damn,
blah.
Girl, you old.
Yeah.
So they take a lot. He takes a lot of magic and he puts it in your matrix.
Yes.
And then extends your life.
Yes. So your matrix is magic?
Yes, it's a concentrated form of magic.
Can I just, like, acid splash you and do the same job?
It's probably some form of spell that converts the energy from your magic or whatever magic into magic that is compatible with Sentry's matrix.
But then...
A matrix is compatible with the matrix. What if he's murdering guardians and taking their life for his own life? I'm just being really, really... really negative at this point, but I'm just saying.
This is why I needed to talk to you guys about it, because I know you guys have very good observations about these kinds of things.
Well, this isn't a one-time-or-nothing deal, is it? How about you go and observe how it works on Tracker, and if it's successful, then go ahead with it.
I'm worried about Sentry.
Exactly like what Ayla said, what if I go to observe and... Either he, I don't know, absorbs Tracker's magic to extend my life, or takes my magic to extend Tracker's life, or he maybe has some other like means of taking it. Like, what if he's a really bad person and we don't know?
And he kills all the other guardians.
I'm sure he's
not. That was one option. I mean, I'm not saying that's true, but...
Now I'm worrying about
that. I don't really like the idea of sending Sentry on her own to some ritual that we don't know what's happening.
I don't like that he doesn't like anyone else being there.
Yeah, why doesn't he like non-guardians?
Because he, according to him, non-guardians have hunted guardians before and taken parts and killed many of them.
Well, he's had a traumatic past then.
Yeah.
That's
understandable. Fair enough. I mean, we've had our fair share of unfavorable opinions.
Most people hate me. It's fine.
Look at the Ashbringers.
We don't hate you.
They don't like others.
You don't. Yep.
And exactly, the Ashbringers have a very similar opinion about...
Where does he get this magic from? Is it a specific kind of magic?
Did he say where he got it?
No. He said he learnt it from... someone taught it to him. A mentor...
But did he say where he takes the magic from?
He said he can take it from different forms, from cities, from magical items. What if he can take it from magical people? What if he takes magical...
I mean, Lucius was able to connect with an echo before. He was able to connect to you at one point.
Yes, but not all of them.
No.
Just a certain few.
This is why I'm worried. What if he performs a ritual and suddenly... somebody dies or something because their magic's been taken or...
This is going to go ahead right anyway.
Yeah.
So how about you turn up, but you don't get seen. You forget to turn up, but we observe.
From a distance.
Yes.
Scout's going to be with him.
Yes.
Tracker's going. Some of the other guardians will be with him. So there's going to be multiple guardians there regardless.
But if they all get, you know, absorbed...
What I mean.
And then there goes Tracker's purpose. So even if Tracker's life is extended, then and his family, are gone, then...
How long have they known Breeze?
I can't remember. A little while.
Really? Then, he's been passing through quite a bit.
Yeah, but they don't have a particularly strong opinion of him.
But if he's been trying to gain their trust this whole time to do this,
maybe it's
a lot of effort.
But it hasn't worked on Tracker.
Yeah.
If he is trying to gain their trust.
But now we're at the point where Tracker can't make decisions for himself, so his family have done it for him. So he doesn't have to fight it anymore, and he can do it now.
Where is he planning on absorbing the magic from for this ritual?
I don't know.
There's a lot of unanswered questions. The only questions can be answered by going and seeing for ourselves, but not being a part of it. But we put the other guardians at risk.
Maybe I could go invisible and see and...
What if they use that magic? What if it's all just the magic in an area?
I like how Lucius talks himself out of things, like, he'll be like, we should do this, but what if this? it's very funny. I find it very funny.
Well, I can leave Echo with you guys again and go and observe, and if something happens to me, Echo can let you guys know if something's gone wrong.
We can jump in if needed.
Could you vouch for one of us to accompany you?
I could try.
If he truly cares about you, then he would respect your wishes.
But then it would mean putting...
Well, in that case, it should be me, because I got no magic.
But it's more that I'm curious to see this ritual.
Yes, but you have a lot of magic.
You also have a dagger.
Tiangong.
Yeah.
If he's going to draw magic from anywhere, it would be an Eterna.
True.
Mm. Same as Nightfrost.
Then we've got Starbane. Two.
Breezes? Hmm? Breezes Starbane too?
Just one Tiangong away.
It seems like a bit of a leap. I mean...
But what if?
True.
All of these theories are a bit of a leap because he's withholding a lot of information right now.
We're running out of time. It's an hour away. How far is this place?
It's just beyond the North Gate.
Okay. Well, we don't get anywhere by not doing anything and talking about it. So let's do something.
Let's go. Let's see.
Okay. Well, an hour will count as a short rest because you're just walking. So you can have a short rest if you desperately need, if you gain anything back. I know Kim does. Primarily, you'll get your spell slot back for invisibility. Okay. So you're going to head towards the North Gate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we are.
Okay. It doesn't take you long to make your way along North Street, and you journey about an hour outside of the North Gate, following the Golden Road that leads to Gold Throne. There are a few late night merchants coming and going, but at midnight, most of it has faded away. The guards check you as you leave, kind of keep an eye on you. But soon that falls away and the city begins to kind of fade into the background as you see the countryside riding out before you. The sky is perfectly clear, there are no clouds, and you see the multicolored hue of the cradle, this barrier that protects Eroes overhead, and the twinkling of the many, many stars beyond it, all giving their bright luminosity down, casting the world in a shade of black, grey, and silver. About an hour outside of the town, you find the ruins Breeze mentioned. Crumbled old ruin, perhaps maybe a watchtower or a keep. You find Scout and Carpenter and Chipper carrying a conscious but somewhat fatigued and confused Tracker. Scout is holding up his arm best as he can from his smaller position. Chipper kind of has an arm, you know, underneath Tracker, so he's kind of carrying him. And Scout is pulling up what appears to be a trapdoor, built into the earth, like a hidden trapdoor. He pulls it up and he looks over. He's like, oh, you guys made it. Did you speak with Breeze?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Great. We're going to go meet him now. It's Chipper and I are going to take him down there. He's kind of with it, but you can tell he's drained. We've never seen him like this before. And you can see that he's like looking around, but Tracker just seems almost like asleep or half asleep. But
has he been like this all day?
Yeah, he woke up and he didn't remember the stuff that we saw. He just says that it's like everything's dark or he's underwater or something. He can't really see good or hear good.
Okay.
We're worried that maybe this is kind of the last few stages.
Yeah.
How long have you known Breeze?
A few months, maybe. He would come by every now and then, sit with us, talk with us. Yeah.
Okay. And has he recently gained any magical items that you know of?
I don't think so, no. We've seen him with his staff before.
Okay.
Don't know if that's it, but yeah, and he told us that there is some sort of magic transfer or something. I didn't really understand it, though. I don't know much about magic. Are you sure it's okay for you guys to be here? I mean, I know he doesn't like non-guardians, so...
We're going to hang back and
all
stay
right.
hidden.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sure if you guys stay here or something, or... yeah, but you're going to come, Sentry, right?
I've been invited to come and have a look.
Oh, that's great. We'd like to have you there, so...
Okay.
Be really, really, really careful.
I will.
Quill.
Sure, it's going to be fine. Lucius?
Would you be able to use Detect Magic while the ritual's going on?
I can use it, but I'll be out here.
Would that How far into this tunnel is it? Did he say it was while underground? Do you know?
I think it leads back into the city, and it goes underneath the temple of Kalara, the goddess of death. It's an old crypt, he said. They used to use it for preparing like the bodies of the royal family and stuff.
So quite a way.
That's a fair distance to be away from us. We can't
observe.
How far is your detect magic?
From what I can see, it's...
There has to be a way that you could vouch for one of us to...
I'm sure if it's one of you guys, I mean, I'll vouch for you too.
Are there any other temple entrances to that particular crypt in the city?
I don't know.
Is this the only way in?
I mean, maybe, I guess, through the temple itself?
Seems like traveling an hour outside the city to travel an hour back inside the city. It's a bit suspicious. It's a bit odd.
I figured that it was just because I think maybe like you'd have to go through the temple itself. I know Breeze doesn't like non-guardians, so this way seems probably quiet.
Have you seen this ritual before?
Nope.
We could go to the temple and find our way in that way.
Could I come with you, Sentry? If you two were to vouch for me, I promise I won't interfere. I just want to observe.
I don't mind. Yeah, go with them.
I'll keep an eye on you. If anything happens, if anything starts happening that is unusual, then I'm here to help you as well. We'll get out if there's something going on that...
I don't think anything that strange is going to happen.
We've just had some unfortunate situations in the past. We can't help but be a little bit...
No, that's okay. Yeah, it makes
suspicious.
Sense to be... It makes sense to be wary, but...
What if we just
follow... I can tell, Breeze really cares about Guardians. I don't think he's going to hurt any of us or Tracker.
I mean, I'm not going to interfere or anything. I'm here for you, Sentry. I just want to see what the ritual is and see if I recognize it or...
Sure, yeah.
How it happens.
Would you be okay with leaving Tiangong in our care while you go in?
Unfortunately, I don't think I could do any magic or anything if someone...
What if it accidentally gets caught up in the whole magical transference?
Could we not just follow behind in this tunnel at a distance?
We could.
I'm worried we won't find an entrance.
I think as long as you don't spook Breeze, you know, just hang back.
All right, we'll hang back in the tunnels.
Okay.
I kind of get it. You know, sometimes we've been, you know, people aren't always nice to us. And from the stuff he's told us, I mean, a bunch of non-guardians almost killed him a couple of times, used him for sport and stuff. So, yeah, I kind of understand it a little bit. But I'm sure if you just stay out, you know, don't just stay hidden, you know?
Okay. We'll stealth on behind, just like the guardians.
Yeah, sure. All right, Chip, are you okay with Tracker? He's like, yeah, I got him, Scout. It's fine. Tracker's like, where are we? Are you gonna see that Breeze guy? Yeah, that's right, Tracker. We're gonna see him. I don't know. It's like, we're just gonna talk to him, okay? We don't have to do anything if you don't like it. All right. It's kind of hard to see, though. And you just hear him sort of muttering to himself. You descend down into the tunnels. They are very smooth. Probably not carved by hand, but carved by magic. Perfectly smooth, and the stone and earth that it cuts through, there are veins of twinkling crystal. It's almost like stars themselves. Every 50 feet or so, carved into the tunnel is an archway. And on the archway, there are symbols and pictograms that show the journey of death, being led by Kalara into the afterlife.
A small lantern hangs from each one with a magical light softly glowing inside that casts the tunnel into a silvery light as you begin making your way down. As the tunnel begins to close closer, you can see up ahead that there is a larger, more yellow, fiery-like light, maybe about 200 feet or so further away. The tunnel, it takes you about, another hour to kind of make your way through this tunnel back towards the city. And you begin to see carved reliefs of a hooded woman wearing breastplate with a mantle of flowers, carrying a lantern carved into the sides of the corridors and things like that. At what point do you guys stop following Sentry and Nova?
Do we stop following Sentry and Nova?
Because you said that you wanted to hang back.
Well, could I, in the journey, be ritual casting detect magic as well?
Sure. It's 10 minutes.
So I guess by the time we're there, it's the last 10 minutes,
yeah. Yeah, but it's only what's within visual range, right?
30 feet of me.
Just within 30 feet, you get a sense of any magic.
Yeah.
Okay. By the same token, could I cast ritual cast identify?
Identify is on a specific thing.
Like... But
you'd have to have an object, or...
Right, so I can't cast it and touch something.
No, I think it's you cast it then and there.
I have
on
to
the
have
thing.
It there,
I believe so. You can't hold spells. Like, so the Quill's casting it, because it's ritual casting, he just activates, he looks around, he's like, okay, and I believe it lasts like a minute.
I think it lasts 10.
10 minutes, so he's just then walking the rest of the 10 minutes with it. Yeah, you can absolutely do that. You get very faint pings off each lantern. There's a very tiny amount of light, the magical light. It's not like a natural flame. It appears to be an actual magical light from the lanterns themselves. So you want to get within about 30 feet of where you can see that the tunnel kind of ends and begins to open up into this crypt.
Yeah, so I suppose I can see Sentry with the detect magic and tracker and scout.
Mm-hmm. You would see the usual, like you'd see Nova's.
Can I, before we split
say that when you do look, tracker's matrix is dimmer. Dimmer than Sentry's and the others.
Yeah, literally drained magic.
Before we split up, can I turn to Quill and say, I trust you with this. If anything happens,
okay,
give them back to me. If anything happens to me, the next piece of Tiangong, I think, is north of Goldthrone.
I can't take Tiangong from you.
And I'll hold out Tiangong. It's just for now.
I mean,
It's just for now. If this whole thing requires magic, I can't risk that for Tiangong.
Okay, I mean...
Hopefully this is just a precaution.
Sure.
Hopefully this is nothing, but Lucius was right.
Well, we can rush in, and hopefully you're a good catch.
Yeah. Definitely really good at sports.
Good. Okay,
I'll take it. Are you sure you don't want me to go in? I don't have anything.
If you don't have anything, though...
I got a hammer.
I just wonder if it's worth giving to another magic user, or... Put it this way,
up to you.
If something happens, we need you coming and whacking. Yeah. Quill can come in to give me Tiangong.
Yeah, I'm really good at weaseling my way through.
I'm assuming you have this conversation quite quietly with yourselves.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I'll just give you Tiangong.
Okay, you're holding on to Tiangong.
Here's my magic dagger.
Like holding it at a distance as well.
So normally, Kim, there's no restrictions when you're casting magic, even if you're parted from your Hexblade weapon, but because we've made this special thing with Tiangong, you can cast cantrips without him as long as he's within a certain distance, but any of your other big spells, I think you have to be holding him. Just because the way it's not how the class works, but I think for our story that we're building with your character, because she didn't have magic before she got him, it makes sense that she needs him there to fuel her spells. It's kind of like your arcane focus kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's the same for like Lucius if he loses arcane
focus. You got anything else? Stuff.
No.
Nothing.
I have a crossbow. And if I'm still able to do my cantrips, I've got good old Eldritch Blastu.
You got a crossbow. That's good enough until we can get Tiangong back.
Okay.
I'm going to try and keep Nightfrost in your mind at any point, so...
Oh, okay.
Yep. That's the thing.
Okay.
Feel free to talk as if I'm next to you, or we're next to you.
I just, look up and I go, High Nightfrost in my head. Mm-hmm. High Nightfrost.
Yeah, as long as he's within range, you communicate telepathically. I think you have to speak out loud for him to hear, though. Oh. I think Lucius is the only one that can hear him in the mind.
Just kind of whisper.
Hi, Nightfrost.
Hello, Lady Nova.
Nightfrost, just keep us connected.
I will try my best.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, I think we're going to say about 100 feet range for Nightfrost's telepathy. So, as long as you're within 100 feet of you, you can communicate with others. He can speak to them and stuff. But the other people have to speak out loud, okay. But he communicates to them telepathically.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a boring dagger.
So, you are... So, Sentry, you're going to go in first, and you're with Tracker, Chipper, and Scout, yeah. And then Nova, you're going to go in with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to have Nova come in behind you or next to you?
She'll come next to me.
Okay. So, the two of you make your way into the actual main crypt. You can see that the crypt beneath the Temple of Kalara must primarily be used for the preparation of bodies before they are burnt or before they are buried. There is a large stone platform in the middle of four columns, and statues of Kalara herself gaze at it from three alcoves on each side. At the front of the chamber, you can see that there are carvings and reliefs that depict the journey of death, and ultimately with Kalara, a mirror of Kalara lifting a body up beyond the cradle into the afterlife. Sat on the main slab in between these four columns, you see Breeze, who looks up, and you can see that before him there is a big cloth covering some sort of object underneath it. He looks up and he sees Nova. He's like, Sentry, you didn't tell me that you would be bringing a non-guardian here.
I know, I'm sorry, but this is my friend Nova. She's kindest, most gentle person I know, and she just wants to observe the ritual. She's just really interested, and she won't do anything to hurt anyone. Is it okay if she watches?
He kind of sighs and he looks at Nova.
I promise I won't interfere. I'm here as an observer and as support to Sentry.
I understand. Nova, was it?
Yeah.
You must understand. You've come to care for Sentry?
Yes.
And you know Guardian's lifespan is limited?
Yes.
We are hunted in certain parts of Erois, and we are treated very poorly. I myself have suffered at the hands of non-guardians. This ritual allows us to extend our life. That can make us immortal. That means that we do not age, that we can only be killed through violence. There are many non-guardians who fear this. God-fearing, the ones that worship gods find it abhorrent. The ones that are envious, that wish to have their own immortality. I must ask you to keep what you see here secret. This is a ritual for guardians. If Sentry trusts you, and you care for Sentry and her well-being, and of Tracker and Scout and Chipper and myself and any other guardian in Erois, you must understand what this ritual is and what it is for. Without it, 15 years is all we get. And we do not die, there is no afterlife for us. We simply cease. There is endless darkness. We lose who we are. Do you understand?
I do. And I promise with every fiber of my being that I will keep a respect for what you allow me to see today, and I will protect Sentry, and I would never let Guardians, Sentry, or anyone else in this room be hunted for something so callous. And I promise if you could honor me today to let me watch. I will keep this secret. I'll keep it safe.
Very well. Very well. Come forward. Lay Tracker down here on the ritual.
And Chipper and Scout bring him over, and Scout's like, what's this? And he points at the cloth.
This is going to be our source of magic, Scout.
Set Tracker down. And Tracker kind of sits down. He looks at Tracker. Tracker, this is Breeze. Do you remember me?
Yeah, sort of.
Have you thought about the offer? Do you wish to end here, Tracker? You are nearing the end now, you know that, yes?
Yeah.
Do you wish to continue? Do you wish for your journey, for your purpose, to stop here? Tracker looks. He looks at Scout. He looks at Chipper.
No. All right. Then I can extend your life. Is that what you want? Yes. Okay, then. All right.
He stands up. He puts his staff in front of him on the ground, slams it, and a ritual circle, a pre-kind of carved circle, glows in a dark red colour. You see that whatever is under the cloth twitches for a second.
Can I look under the cloth?
So he's like, holds a hand out. It's like, Breeze reaches down, pulls it back, and you see bound is a human man, maybe about mid-20s, alive. His eyes darting around, but his body seems rigid. You can see he's wearing a pretty simple-looking tunic, but you recognize the base layers, because the last time you saw these clothes, they were under the armor of the zealots, the Ashbringers, that came to the Temple of Hesper. And you see emblazoned on his arm a tattoo of the closed fist that they all had as a holy symbol. Breeze points down. He looks at Nova, seeing, trying to gauge a reaction, and then he points down. This man is called Wilden Baker. He is from Kaylee's Rest. He's a sorcerer. He has some magical potential. I caught him about to attack a young centaur whilst her home was being vandalized. It was an ambush he had planned, to draw her out of her home, and then he intended to kill her with his magic in service of this god that they follow. I have since learned that he has been involved in threats and beatings and other atrocities throughout the city. His magical power is being wasted, but through it, he can give Tracker another 20, 25 years of life. A guardian who has done a service to the city, who has helped the people, defended it from monsters, slayed them, provided business. He looks up and he looks at the guardians. This ritual will kill this man, but it will add life to Tracker. And he looks. That is the cost. It is not a nice cost, but it is the cost. And you can see the human man is terrified. You can see his, like, trousers are soiled, he's wet. He just looks scared.
I think Nova just looks openly shocked. Like, there's no hiding it. She's shocked. But I think in her head, she's like, she doesn't know what to say because she made a promise to Sentry and to Breeze to not interfere, but at the same time, it's like...
You see Tracker is... You can see Scout and Chipper looking down at him. Looking at this man, and they're not looking at you or Sentry. They're just looking at this figure, and then they look up at Breeze, and they look at Tracker. And you can see that they're conflicted too.
Oh, this is a terrible cost, but it's hard to look.
There is nothing to weigh in my mind. This man has caused nothing but pain and suffering.
He does not deserve the years he has been given. Why should this organic man have these years of cruelty when one of us, one of our kind, must end because we have lost the means to replenish ourselves? No, this is a fair trade. This is beyond fair. This is right, what I do here.
But he has a life, he has a lifetime to...
Breeze slams the staff. And the circle begins to glow, and the man starts wincing, and you can see the veins beginning to sort of pulse and bulge. And Scout is like, I don't know. I don't know about this. And you can see, like, Scout, like, kind of puts his hands up to his little head, his little eyes, like, his extra eyes kind of blinking, and he doesn't seem to know what to do.
I'm going to grab Sentry's hand and just be like...
Quill, you'll detect magic if you're just outside, like, back.
Yeah.
The very edges of it. very strong necromantic presence.
Necromantic, cool.
Necromancy, very strong necromancy.
I don't suppose I can hear any of this.
Echoing, it's muffled and distorted. You can vaguely hear it.
Tiangong, do you have a connection with Nova?
You have no response to it.
Nightfrost?
Tiangong?
Nightfrost here?
Nightfrost is within 100 feet.
Can you check in on Nova, please, and Sentry?
Mr. Lady Nova, what is happening? The others wish to know.
I'll look at Sentry.
He watches and his eyes are beginning to bulge.
Can we, please stop?
He looks.
Please.
I knew, he just shakes his head, he's just like, I knew that this would be the case. You should not have brought the Non-Guardian here, Sentry. She's clouding what you think is right.
No,
you're seeing too much of your friends in this villain.
I'm not saying anything about the human sacrifice.
I know, but...
No, but I'll say that out loud.
Oh, you say that out loud?
I'm not saying anything about the human sacrifice.
Sacrifice is the nature of life.
I guess
So Nightfrost is then like, Lady Nova has just claimed that there is a human sacrifice in the place.
There's a...
We're going in there, right?
Are we?
Are we not?
Ask Nightfrost if Nova
the
wants
man's
us.
Man's skin begins to turn ashen grey, and you begin to see the veins pulsing, but Tracker is... You begin to see this kind of swelling of power, this red glow in his matrix.
Can I try
a heartbeat.
Can I try and interrupt it in any ways?
Okay, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? How do you try and do it?
Can I take the man off the table?
Okay, give me a strength check as you reach down to just throw this man out of the way.
Oh, shit.
This is great.
Oh, no.
I saw you in the corner of my eye. I'm like, Chad's loving this.
13,
enough. You pull him out. Let's say you're going to take half the damage that he would have taken. So you take 4 necrotic damage.
Nice.
As you reach down, these tendrils of red lightning lash up from the circle, gripping your arms. You grab him as you pull him free, but the lightning arcs up and you feel it droop in your light force. Breeze is like, Sentry, what are you doing? You throw the body to the side and the man is just like, as he gets thrown to the side and Tracker just, and his eyes go dark again. And the matrix, the fading disc, he's like, I never should have allowed you come here. Would you like to see where you guys are?
Yeah!
Okay. A pre-prepared battle map, my favourite.
Oh boy.
It doesn't have to be a fight.
I'm sorry I didn't have time to paint
to put
the columns. Yeah, I will do.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to paint the columns.
That's okay.
Didn't have to.
I'm not saying it is a fight, but let's just put stuff down, shall we?
Come on, Sentry, we can use diplomacy.
So, Sentry, if you want to put yourself on this here.
I'm stood next to Sentry, so I'm a Sentry.
I've not really got any miniatures for Scout and... So these guys will be Scout and Chipper.
So you said that Tracker's...
And then the rest of you put yourselves out here.
Tracker's... I know I'm not there, but Tracker's essence... He dimmed again. So does that mean the guy who was on the table is now back to full health? Or?
No.
No.
You can see he is very bad. Well, these guys can see that he is very bad.
So all that's happened is he's been drained, but it hasn't transferred.
The ritual hasn't completed.
It was starting to, and it just didn't complete. Yeah. Okay. So at this point, Breeze just shakes his head. It's like, I never should have allowed you to be here. Through disrupting the ritual, you've killed one of our own. You've killed Tracker. And you can see that Tracker is just stone. I cannot finish this now. The transfer only works one time.
I'm sorry, it goes against everything that I've been told to do. My entire purpose is to protect. I can't watch harm come to another person like this. I can't. I'm so sorry. Death is natural. It's one of the most natural things. It happens to everybody.
No, not to us. It was never meant to happen to us. We could have lived forever. We can live forever, Sentry.
But why should we live forever when everybody else has to die?
Because we are better than they are.
We're just the same.
Because we are greater. We have much more potential than they do.
There it is.
We can be so much more than this. And he gestures down to the man.
There's nothing.
It is cruel and twisted. They do not deserve this place. They do not deserve any of this.
And what gives you the right to say you deserve to take what he has? He's got a whole lifetime to learn and to change and to become a better person.
Change. These non-guardians cannot change. They are dominated by their greed and everything else. You want to say something?
No. She doesn't. She's just hiding in her hood right now.
I think that's not Nova would legit be doing. She would have just like,
for
she doesn't know what to do.
Kim's just hiding within her hood, not knowing what to say.
He just snaps his eyes up and he just is like, no. No, my master was right. There are too many of you who are too weak-willed to do what needs to be done.
It's you can't go taking people's lives. You're not. It's not up to you to say who deserves to live and to die. It's not right, Breeze. I would, living forever. It would be an amazing gift, but why do that at such a cost? Why?
The cost? He looks down at the man. Negligible. And just turns. He's like, I'm sorry. You seem very... You would have been a great addition to my master's cause, Sentry. But now that you've seen this, I can't let you leave.
I don't want...
And then he brings the staff, and from behind the three columns, the three statues, three small echoes. Each echo pulsing with magical power appears.
If we can get the map cam up, possibly.
If we can't, it's okay. But yeah, if we can, I'd prefer the side one, potentially. Mm. And with that... Let's roll some initiative.
Oh, piss balls.
My hands are so sweaty. Oh, that's a good initiative. Wow, well done. Oh my god, I rolled a two.
I don't like this.
I don't like this either.
I don't want him to die. I don't want Breeze to kill. I don't want Breeze to be mad, bro.
Damn, Tony Stark.
Sentry.
14. Why can't people just be
Lucius.
Nice?
I got 7.
Nova.
5.
Oh. No, don't worry, don't
Quill.
Worry.
14.
Ayla.
6.
6. Perfect. So it looks like Scout is just cradling Tracker. You're not quite sure if he's going to be much use in this fight, or he's going to need to be snapped out of it, if nothing else. He's, like, holding, like, talking to him. And Chipper doesn't even know what he's just like. He's not a combat model. You can tell that he's not a guardian designed for combat. So at the top of the round, these three echoes, Nova and Sentry... From these echoes, from their central eye, beams, 2 beams each. So 6 beams. So let's do 2 against Nova. So that is that one and a... I just do the same one again? I guess so. And then Sentry, it's one of those and one of those. So let's do these in order and then I'll do the next one. So Kim, can you make 2 wisdom saving throws, please?
Mm, 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 mm. 18 on the first one.
First one.
Wow.
That's gone forever.
7 on the second one.
Okay, so on the second one, the same 2 kind of purple beams hit you by this echo. And you just feel this intense fear wash over you, and you need to get away from it as quickly as possible. You're currently frightened.
I mean, it didn't even really need
Sentry,
to do that to make me
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw for me, and then a wisdom saving throw, please.
10 for the dex.
Okay.
23 for the wisdom.
Okay, so the wisdom pass, but the first one, this beam of frost kind of erupts out of the echo. You take 6 points of cold damage, and then you feel it try to daze your mind, but it doesn't take place. And then the third echo will do 1 beam at you each, 1 against Nova, and then 1 against you. So Nova, can you make a dex saving throw for me, please? And can you make a strength saving throw for me, please, Sentry?
Natural
20
plus
3. Natural 20, so I need to roll
13.
13, that's enough. You feel this beam try and like take telekinetic hold and try and throw you against the wall, but you manage to dig your heels in and like press against this telekinetic force as these beams are like all around you. After there go Quill or Sentry, so.
Sentry.
Yeah, no. Sentry.
She's in the rooms.
So. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I'm gonna raise up my shield, and I think I'm just going to ready an action that if Breeze tries to attack me, I'll use my battle axe.
Okay, so you're hitting back if he tries to attack you.
Yeah.
Okay. Quill.
So I can hear.
Yes. Yeah, and you said you're about 30 feet down the tunnel, so.
Okay.
You don't hear that.
I'm like gonna.
So basically, imagine that the edge of this, the edge of the map, that's where you can get to on your. If you move, you can move to the very edge.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, like there. Yeah.
Chance we can get map cam? Possibly. TJ?
Or back in music?
Probably working with
the three quarter.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so I can see from here, not much, to be honest.
Well, so Scout is technically like cradling Tracker over here, and Chipper is kind of like, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, but I can
but
see.
You would, yeah, I'd say like, because don't forget, this all happens in the same 6 seconds. So you round the corner as these beams from these corrupted echoes are like striking your friends.
Oh.
And you can see Sentry bring up her shield and axe.
I don't think I've got line on any of the things.
I'm probably just crouching in terror. Crying.
You can see this one.
You
can see this echo here. This one you can't. It's kind of hovering about there.
Oh, that matters anyway. I've got like one spell slot. I will, in that case, do a Sacred Flame 60 feet. Yeah, Sacred Flame on this one.
This one there. And Sacred Flame is a dex saving throw?
Yes.
What's the DC?
13.
13? It fails. I only got an 11.
Cool. I do 8 damage.
8 damage.
With a D8.
So we'll do A, B, and C for the echoes. So the Sacred Flame engulfs the echo, and you can see it sizzles and the gemstone begins to crack, but it still, and then it turns down on you. And Breeze just looks over, he's like, I thought you might bring more.
I prepared for that.
Lucius.
I'm gonna move up next to Quill and cast Acid Splash on the same echo.
Okay.
So that is a straight up pow, 18 plus 5.
It's a hit.
23. And then I'll do a d6, which is a 5. I've only got cantrips.
Yeah, that's actually enough to destroy that echo. The acid melts it away. They're echoes, they're not very strong. The acid melts it away completely, and it just. And you see Breeze just kind of wince a little bit, and he looks over. He's just like, yes, the priest and the sorcerer. I watched their match earlier.
We're spent.
Why would you say that?
He looks and he's like, I know. Ayla. Oh.
Okay, so I have slightly more movement. So yes. I'll just about here, but I'm going to just dash.
If you want to sacrifice me.
To just behind Sentry. I can't do anything else this turn. I'm just getting closer.
Okay.
You can't go that far.
I can. I have 35.
And she dashed.
Oh, a dash as well.
Yep. Okay. Nova. Reese is last initiative. I rolled a 3.
I guess I'm just gonna. Because I'm frightened, I have to actively move away.
So, frightened.
Which one frightened?
Frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight.
Which one?
This one.
And you can't willingly move closer.
And you can't willingly move closer to the source of the fear.
Which is, like, every echo.
But do I have to
run away? No,
it's that one.
It's this one.
Do I have to run away?
No.
No?
No, I can.
You just can't go closer.
Yes. And you have disadvantage.
Oh, Nova's a big, hot mess of confusion and sadness.
What's she doing? You got 6 seconds, come on.
I'm gonna move that way.
So you go like 5, 10, 15, yep, 20, like over here.
And then
through the ritual circle.
Can I move like out this way or is that?
You can go there, 30 feet.
30 feet, and then I guess seeing Quill, can I dash towards Quill? Although like,
yeah. Yeah, you can just dash towards him. Like, do you want to move?
Dash
someone moving over 30 feet towards
30
Quill.
Feet.
You absolutely can.
Lovely.
I'm just going to be screaming. Quill, 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 Quill,
Quill. A weird sound.
Yeah, they're right.
Okay. So we begin rushing that way. Okay. Just gonna search up a little something here on D&D Beyond.
Why don't you, tell us what it is? We might be able to find it quicker.
How does Finger of Death work?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why is he making
Mark.
A smile?
Mark, please.
Oh no.
He's a necromancer, isn't he? So
oh no.
Na-na-na-na.
Oh no.
That was a joke.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh. Finger of Death, a human.
No.
Who's he fingering? Don't finger me!
No.
Don't finger me!
No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No.
said nothing the whole
time.
He
looks over at Sentry. He's just like, I'll deal with the humans first, and then I'll deal with you. And he rushes over, chasing after Nova. As you're running towards Kill, he like, and the cloak comes flying off, and you now see this dark guardian form, these curved horns. It all begins to radiate this dark red magic as he clutches the sword. As he's running, the quarterstaff in his hand changes into a long sword. It like, with the red gemstone becoming the pommel, and then curving into a blade. He reaches up, cool. Points a finger towards Kim. Constitution no. Saving throw, please, Kim.
I'm not Nova. Kim, I'm Nova. Six! Why you do this? I just stood there. I like that cat.
You watch as he reaches out, this streak of red lightning erupts from his hand. It catches Nova as she's mid-run, kind of yanking on. And you begin to see her blue skin turning pale, her veins bulging, dehydration throughout her whole body. As her form is blighted, you take 39 points of necrotic
damage. Oh, I'm still alive! Oh,
really?
God! Oh!
How much health do you have?
41.
If you're hoping for a
Echoes, keep Sentry and the other fighter busy for the time being. At the top of the round, the Echoes, Nova and Sentry are going to get hit by two beams each.
I just imagine that in doing that, I've just fallen to my knees in front of Quill.
I mean... Yeah.
So, first things first, can you both make strength saving throws for me?
Me?
Yes, you and Nova. Sentry. He said both the fighters for the Echoes.
Yeah, but 18. He said Nova out loud. So I meant, sorry, what was it?
Strength saving throws.
12.
18. So Sentry, you pass, but Ayla, you are picked up and you are hurled 30 feet. 5, 10,
Fab.
15, 20. He basically throws you into this column. You're going to take 3d6 damage. For a total of 9, as this beam like whoom, throws you across the room. Smash, the cavern shakes as stone and dust begins falling down from the ceiling as Ayla's form slams into this pillar. Sentry, you manage to resist this beam once again. Then can you both make wisdom saving throws for me, please?
Sorry, my D&D beyond is crashed.
Oh shit. Back. Refresh the page.
I am trying.
I got 20.
What was that save?
Wisdom saving throw. You're fine, Sentry.
Nice.
I've rolled a 16.
You're fine. Unless you've got like heavy negatives to wisdom, I don't think you do.
By the most, it'd be one.
Be a one, yeah, so you're fine. So you feel these other beams. Your one seems to strike you and try to instill you with fear, but you shake it off knowing the you know, seriousness of the situation. Ayla, yours tries to daze you with a blinding light, but you manage to shrug it off for the time being. That's both of their beams each. Cool. Sentry.
Can I dash backwards towards the guys at the back?
Yeah, absolutely. Just move yourself where you need to go.
How long is my dash? How far is it? 30 feet.
30 feet. So that's your normal movement.
Okay.
That's your normal movement.
Yeah, do you want to dash or do you want to just normal move?
This is your normal movement.
I'm gonna dash and be closer to the guys.
Okay.
Do you want to be here?
Yeah, that's good.
So you're just basically within 5 feet of all of them.
Yeah.
She's not down.
She's not down.
You're just extremely low
I'm
health.
I'm just on my knees crying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you run over there to them. Quill?
Too healthy.
Right, I am going to hand Nova Tiangong and in the same movement, Cure Wounds. Touch. So, come on, roll an 8 again. It's 1. So you get 4 health.
Wow.
Grats.
Thanks.
Clerics.
Cool.
6.
Lucius.
A fucking spell slot. That's it, that's all I got.
I appreciate it.
Lucius.
Nova! I'm going to go over and pour a potion of healing.
Do you have one?
Yes, the last one.
Actually,
I've got two.
Yeah, we bought them.
Okay, so healing, regular potion?
Nova, stay with us, please.
That's going to be 7, 8, 9.
Lucius, I don't feel so good.
I'm going to like...
9 hit points.
Get her behind me.
You can't really move her in your turn.
I'll get in front of her.
Yeah, you can move in front of her though.
You brute!
Okay. Ayla.
I'm going to rage.
Yeah.
I would like to rage, please. I'm pretty angry right now.
Yep. Like super angry.
Like super angry. Okay, so I'm gonna try and take out these little shits.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go to this one and give it a whack in.
This little echo bobbing, and you can see it's not like echo. This one's metal is twisted, almost like big thick spikes around this dark red central orb.
That's fun. Oh, that was almost a natural 20, and it was a 2, so no, I don't hit it.
Weaves out of the way, whoosh, flies up towards the air. As you try and strike it, Nova.
Can I,
I go around this? Oh, I have to make a dex saving throw, don't I?
Yes, you do. Can I hide around this pillar, wait so that he can't?
Yes, you can, absolutely.
And hopefully the other Echo can't either. Yep. He failed, sorry.
Yes.
1 point of lightning damage.
1 point of lightning damage.
What are the other guardians doing?
So Scout is cradling Tracker and like looking down, and he's like trying to shake him awake. Chipper is just like pressed up against the thing and doesn't know what to do. He's just like freaking out. You can try and give them orders. You can try and like help them, but if they're left to their own initiative, they're just kind of panicking.
Can I shout Scout?
Shout what?
Shout at Scout.
Yeah, sure.
Can I just say Scout, snap out of it?
Sure. Give me a. You can make it as an intimidate or a persuasion. I'll let you choose.
10.
10, okay. He's kind of like coming around, he's like, something's wrong, I don't know. He's like looking around, he seems to be snapping out of it, but it's probably gonna take a bit more to get him fully back on board. So after Ayla, it is Breeze's go.
What about Nova's go?
Oh yeah, sorry, Nova. Yeah, I literally said your name and then thing you said.
Nova has a go.
Go on.
Can I glug a potion of healing, please?
You're gonna need such a big potion.
7.
I know, right? If I'm alive to have one!
Can we add potion wee rules to Heroes?
Mm. Yeah.
Because we drank a lot.
Sure.
Oh, I have 2 potions!
Yeah, we both have.
Make sure you mark them off. Yeah, because you bought them at Rose Meadows, remember?
I thought I had one.
Yeah.
I have 2. Can I glug the second? No.
No.
Can I? So that's my bonus action or action?
Yeah, for drinking your own potion, bonus action, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Drinking your own, but you
for
fed
someone else.
It's an action, yeah.
Fair.
6 seconds. 1, 2.
I'm gonna drink,
three.
I'm gonna Eldritch Blast.
Sure. Yep.
I'm just gonna clutch Tiangong to me.
Okay.
And just be like, ow.
Okay, go for it.
Plus 6. 22.
You have disadvantage because the thing of your fear. Still within range.
No, that's a 6, 7, 8.
6, 7, 8, no, it's not. Breeze kind of brings the sword up and deflects the blast away. He kind of just smashes it to the side.
Do you get any saving throws for that?
Eldritch Blast?
For the fear.
Until start of its next go. So it has gone, actually, so the first one would have hit. The fear would have gone by now.
Oh, so I'm not frightened anymore?
No.
Oh.
So what was the first one you rolled?
22.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
Yep.
So 1d10.
Good shout. Yeah, most of their effects are until the start of the next turn.
Okay.
Yep. Nice.
1! Woo!
1 point of damage. So he still kind of like slices it, but parts of it still smash into his arms and he just.
I imagine it would just be like a fear reflex as
just
well.
Like,
and can I move backwards, please?
I mean, yes, the tunnel begins to get narrower.
I just want to move, sure. like here.
Yeah, yeah, so you start just backing off into the tunnel. yeah, sure, you do that. Now it's Breeze's go. And he will be 5, 10, 15, 20, yeah. He moves up towards Lucius. It's like, so noble. He will try and slice you with a sword with one hand, and then the other hand fires a beam towards Nova, basically, who's moved past.
I'm so squishy and cute.
So, Lucius, that is a 19 to hit you.
Can I react and protect, please?
You want to do disadvantage on his attack against Lucius?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's going to do it. That was a 2, 7 to hit.
Nice.
So you throw your shield or the axe in the way, deflecting his blade.
Nice.
But as you do, his hand shoots through and a green light shoots out of his finger towards Nova. That is going to be a... That's going to be a 18 to hit.
Can I use shield?
You can if you have a spell slot and a reaction to do it.
I have two spell shields.
Yep. Spell shots. spell slots.
That's that.
So you can use shield.
And that makes plus me a plus five. So yeah, I would like to use shield,
okay,
please.
And that lasts until the end of your next turn.
Yep.
Okay. So this, you throw the shield up and this green light launches off it and just nice. Like grunts.
Can I direct it back at his eyes?
No. One of the echoes
float over here
And get in your face. Sentry and Lucius, one beam at each of you. Lucius, can you make a dex saving throw for me? Sentry, can you make a strength saving throw for me?
Sentry's in like melee range and he's casting beyond her. Is there any
didn't seem to.
So
seem to be
is
that
it?
He is practiced in the art of war magic.
Cute.
He's dex for you, strength for you. Strength save.
Plus four, 24.
Easy.
Four.
So this, from the corrupted echo, 15 points of cold damage. And the second beam tries to grip you again with that telekinetic force to throw you away, but doesn't seem to take effect. Ayla, two beams against you. That's a dex saving throw and a wisdom saving throw.
Six for the dex, natural one.
So 16 cold damage, and then you are now also dazed until the start of its next go. Your speed is halved and you have disadvantage on attack rolls. This blinding light flashes
over here.
And you're like, and you're kind of swinging your hammer blindly, unable to see where exactly it is. Sentry.
I don't want to hit Breeze yet.
Please hit Breeze.
Well, what would Sentry do?
He's almost
six
killed
secondos.
Nova, and he's attacking.
Yeah, I mean, he's attacking them mercilessly.
Yep, yep. Okay, let's do it. I'm just like.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Cool. I'll cast Thunderous Smite on him then, please.
Okay, so you can't wait. Hard. Cast Thunderous Smite on the axe.
Yeah.
You will need to, because the echo is kind of here. You'll have to.
Around.
Yeah, which would mean leaving Lucius.
Okay. Yeah.
You move
there? Let's just do it, yeah.
Okay, so you move around.
Is she not moving the same space as the echo?
No, technically you can't move into another creature's space. It is tiny, but it's still
headbutt out of the
technically
way.
Operates. It's small, I think. Or is it tiny?
Alrighty. Rock and roll. Bum, ba, dum, bum, bum.
Come on, Sentry.
Let's go. And my modifier that's
plus four, isn't it?
Yeah, 16.
It should be for more than plus four for your attack roll. Mm. It should be if you go on actions.
Oh, spell attack. Oh yeah, attack roll.
With your battle axe.
Plus six. Oh yes, yeah, so that'll be 18.
18 to hit Breeze.
Yep.
Just hits him.
Yes.
You can see that lightning quick. He goes to parry it, but you just managed to catch him. Your honed warrior's senses pushing through his defense. Make your attack roll. So this is your normal damage plus the Thunderous Smite damage.
Cool, so it'll be D8 plus 4.
That's
and then
the
2
damage.
D6.
Okay.
So 10.
Okay, so 10.
And then 2 D6. 4, 9.
Another 9.
Mm. Oof, that's a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Also, you killed him. He's dead. Let's go home.
Does he have to make a strength saving throw or anything for Thunderous Smite?
Yes, strength saving throw, otherwise he'll be pushed 2 feet away.
And what's the DC on that?
Because
I got 15.
DC is 10.
Okay, so he's not pushed back. You slam into him, this wave of thunderous force erupts outwards, and he kind of grips the sword as you're two clashing, and he's just like, I'm not going to be bested here. And he kind of shoves back on it, not pushed back. But you can see that the blow has definitely gone through and hit his form.
Okay.
Lucius. Oh no, sorry, Quill.
I am going to.
I didn't use advantage on my strength. Though, do I have a strength one?
I don't think it's just advantage on strength saves, it's on ability checks, I think.
You gain advantage on strength checks and saving throws.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to swing my barrier ring. I had that. So I've got
plus
shield,
2 AC.
Plus 2 to my AC. So I'm not holding the shield, am I?
No.
It's hovering above.
The whole point of the barrier ring, yeah.
In that case, I've got no spells. I'm going to bring the Thunderstone pistol out.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait, it's not the Thunderstone one. It's the Arcana one, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Arcana,
it's the same
pistol.
Attack bonuses.
And I'm going to shoot at Breeze, I suppose.
Okay.
Attack
roll.
Only plus two.
Yep.
20.
The 20?
Yeah.
It hits him.
It's not a natural 20.
No, but it hits him, though. It seems like in the moment where he's defending against the Thunderous Smite, you pull out the arcane pistol from Demos, you know, pull back, cock the small Thunderstone cap, take aim. And it doesn't have the same amount of recoil, but it's still a, you know, you're not used to firing with it.
Nice.
D10. 10.
12 damage.
12 damage?
Moly.
Yes. So you hear this... And a huge chunk, probably one of his eyes, shatters.
Oh, I know how that feels.
You'll pay for that.
Oh, I already have before.
You've still got an eye.
Kind of broken half of his face as he stares at you.
Oh, take this side.
Lucius.
I'm going to disengage.
Yep, that's your action, and then you spend your movement.
5, 10, 15, 20. 25. Fuck.
So you're just trying to get cover from him.
Bonus action?
You still have bonus action, yeah.
Potion?
Yep, so you can drink
my last
potion.
One.
And that is, 810 hit points. I'm rolling very high on potions
bloody
today.
Bloody hell.
Nova, then.
Is Breeze wearing metal?
I mean, he has metal as part of him.
Could I heat it?
You can try.
The other option is, first of all, I'd like to put a Hexblade Curse on him.
Mm-hmm. Is that bonus action?
Bonus action.
Okay.
And it gives 2 to damage rolls.
Mm-hmm. Only for you, though.
Is the metal visible on him?
Yeah, it's the same as Sentry. Like, he has, like, metal built into his frame. Shit.
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
I'm going to cast Heat Metal on him.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, he will take damage. He will take damage from it. Yeah, it worked on the Wyvern. There are certain elements with Breeze that aren't necessarily the same. So yeah, roll damage for me as normal.
And then is it +2 to that from the Hexblade Curse? +2 to damage rolls, it says.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Yeah.
8, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Well, it's 2 8s, isn't it? 16.
Is it 2 8s or is it?
Yeah, because with the plus 2.
Oh, with the plus 2, yeah, so 16. Okay, yeah. So you watch as it does affect his form. I'm going to reduce the damage a little bit because there's some things you don't know. It begins to burn and glow hot, and he's like, irritating. And he just turns and looks at you.
Can I move a little bit further as well?
I mean, you can, yeah, the tunnel starts curving, but you can start moving along it, yeah?
I kind of want to go like...
away.
There.
Yeah. So, like, are you moving 30 feet away, or are you moving?
I'm curving, like,
how
across
many, how,
away.
How far in feet are you moving away?
30.
Okay. So you're about 30, 40, 45 feet away from him
mm-hmm.
at the moment.
Yeah.
Just for your own spell range as well as his. Okay. On his turn, he will attempt to hit Sentry. He'll attempt to hit Sentry with his sword strike, and then with one hand he's going to fire out towards Quill, Nova, or Lucius.
I mean,
Lucius has a bit of cover. He did also, yeah, so he'll fire a beam at Quill.
He's taking the bullet now.
I'm not a healer, but I'll at least stop Nova getting hit.
23 to hit you, Sentry.
Yeah, an eye for an eye.
You're going to take only 4 points of slashing damage as this sword carves into you. True. And then he fires something towards Quill. Another sickening green beam.
Can't
that is going to be.
React on that one?
You can't because you're not within 5 feet of Quill. You have to be within 5 feet of Quill.
Chop his arm off when
20 to hit you, Quill.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you make a Constitution saving throw for me, please, as well?
8.
Okay. You take 14 poison damage, and you are now poisoned.
Poisoned.
Mm-hmm. So you have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls.
14 and poison. Okay.
He looks around. He's just like grunts for a second. The Echo will try and move away from Sentry. You get an attack opportunity if you want Sentry and move next to Quill.
It.
Yep. So make an attack roll. Normal attack roll.
That is a 9.
9, yeah, misses. Quill and Nova, you're going to get 1 beam each. Nova, dex save. Quill, that is a wisdom saving throw, please. Ayla, 2 more beams at you as well. That's another dex save and another strength save. And remove advantage.
14.
21. You're both fine.
This is coming from the echo. Mm-hmm.
12 on dex.
12 on dex.
And... 10 on strength. I'm rolling it like absolute shit.
Yeah, man, that's really bad. Take another 12 points of cold damage.
I might actually.
And it picks what you up and throws you against the wall again.
What?
I'm not so hot.
Are you taking half damage on this bludgeoning damage? Because when you're thrown in the wall, you're raging. So you only take 5 total. That's already halved. Because the rage reduces it.
I'm in single digits now.
You just took 5 more though. Oh wait, okay, don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah. So the cold, the ray of cold, you take full damage. It then grabs you with its telekinetic ray, slams you against the wall. You take 5 more. That's already halved. Okay, so Ayla is looking pretty bad. We then go to Sentry.
I've done shit all.
You've had bad rolls. Bad rolls.
I'm gonna do Ensnaring Strike.
Okay.
On him. At second level.
Okay. Okay.
Yar. let me see.
That's the one that insta-kills, right?
It restrains him and takes 1d6 of piercing damage at the start of each of his turns.
And then he dies.
He has to make a strength saving check against his spell DC.
And then we get 4,000 XP.
Okay. So I believe you need to hit him as normal.
Yeah.
And then I know which
that's Garbo. That's a 9 again.
It's not enough. He parries it with a blade. Shing! As he blocks the battle axe strike. Remember the entangling strike, though, Kate stays on the battle axe.
Okay.
It's only till you hit.
So use it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, he brings up the sword to parry. And you can feel, you know, you feel the reverberations through your arm as he deflects it. And he seems stronger than you perhaps first thought. He definitely has some strength to him. Quill.
I have to reload the pistol to use it again, don't I? I
believe you do, yes.
In that case, I am going to...
No, the arcane pistol has 4 shots reload.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Can I double shoot it for a bonus action?
No.
Damn. Okay, in that case... I am just going to do that. I'm going to... Oh, there's a little drone in front of me.
And you also have disadvantage because of the poison.
Oh. Jeez.
We're being fucked here.
I am going to shoot at him again.
Okay. Disadvantage.
Did I miss my turn? I feel like I haven't gone in.
I think
ages.
You might have.
I haven't hit... I thought I did,
but I'm going to... you can take a go after this.
It doesn't... Doesn't hit. I rolled like a 3 plus 2, so 5. In that case, I'm gonna back up.
Okay, the little tiny echo is gonna try and slam you as you move away. 21 to hit.
What do you mean slam me? It's a drone!
You take 1 bludgeoning damage.
Aww. I'm dead!
No, so as you try and, like, you turn thinking it's not a threat and it smashes into your head.
Jeez!
Yeah.
Esper!
But you still move away.
Yeah.
So you go after Nova. So Ayla, take a go now, and then you'll get another go. I mean, you still would have had disadvantage on these attack rolls anyway, because it was the last turn you had the days.
Right.
So disadvantage on these ones, but then the proper turn you don't have disadvantage.
I'm actually just going to try and get further up here.
So you're just going to run? So he'll do the same thing. He'll try and slam you.
Oh, wait, I'm away from him because he slammed.
Before, if you had taken your turn before, you would have been like here, like you would.
Well, if I'm here, then I'm going to hit it before I.
Okay, yeah. So you were here or on your previous turn. So make an attack roll against this thing.
Okay, so.
And that would have been your last turn.
So it wouldn't hit anyway with disadvantage. Seven,
okay.
9, 10. Wait, 13.
13 does
hit.
Yeah, 13 hits. Yeah.
So, dex saving throw.
Oh yeah, do that as well. Failed.
8. Plus 4.
That's enough to destroy it.
So it wouldn't throw me, so I wouldn't have taken...
You wouldn't have taken that last point of damage.
So I wouldn't have taken any of that damage, because I took 16 plus 5.
So you get... Yeah, take those hit points back.
Okay.
Because I missed my turn.
Yeah.
Because I would have destroyed it.
Yeah. Yep. That's my fault.
So I get 21
It's not
back.
Like I'm trying to run a bunch of stuff.
I know.
But yeah, it's... so you didn't take the damage... You destroyed the thing.
I think it was 19 damage, because it was 14, 19. Then 5.
Yeah.
14, then 5.
Mm. Is there just one echo left, then?
Yeah, the one in front of us.
Yeah. TJ, we're just going to try and wrap this combat up, and then we'll try and rush through the ending. I'd like to try and finish this, if we can.
Whose go is it?
So That was Quill's go. Then it would go to Lucius, okay. Then Ayla, then Nova.
I'm going to firebolt that echo.
Okay.
That's two.
It's a fail.
Yeah. That's my go.
All right, that's your go. So then it goes to Ayla. Now it's Ayla's proper go. So you're going to want to rush ahead.
Yeah, I'm actually just going to duck in here.
Okay.
So I think that, yeah, I wouldn't. I'm going to duck in here so that he can't see me.
Nice. Okay, so you duck in there.
So that, yeah.
Okay, so you tuck in and you can see this large statue of Kalara
so
next to you.
I can't get to him on this turn.
Okay. Then it goes to Nova.
Can I Eldritch Blast the echo in front of
yeah,
me,
absolutely.
But also do the heat metal on Breeze?
Yep. So roll the damage.
Breeze boot. So I'll do Breeze first.
Mm-hmm. Plus two.
6, 12, 14. 14 on Breeze. And then Eldritch Blast. Sorry, I've got the wrong dice. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 to hit.
23 to hit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, hits.
2 points of damage.
2 points of damage.
Better than one.
Well, is it?
Yes, it's double one, isn't it?
Wait, true. It's on like, I'm so confused.
Extremely positive outlook. It's double one.
It's like having two whole goes of one.
I got bonus action, right? Left. Because heat metal. Is heat metal bonus?
I think it's a bonus. I think you have to use a bonus action on your turn to do the damage.
Okay. Ignore me then.
Okay. So on Breeze's go.
He's going to quit?
You know, I'm considering it. Pretty low on hit points.
Just going to leave us alone. Come in peace. Misunderstanding.
Okay, he's going to try something first, and then depending on how it goes, he might bug out. Lifts up a hand, and you see the free hand that he's been casting his spells with begins to crackle with red energy. And he's going to reach out, and he tries to grab Sentry with it.
No.
That is going to be 19.
That just hits.
Sentry's going to take 5, 6 necrotic.
Mm-hmm.
He regenerates a small amount of health as it touches, but I think that that's still too much of a risk for him. So he grabs you, you feel this life force drain out, and he just looks around, he's just like, we'll meet again. Pulls in something in his pocket, drinks a potion, his form turns into a mist, and he floats up into the ceiling of the crypt, and then begins filtering through the natural rock, like seams in the stone.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah. He's going to bug out, I think, because he was
is
pretty
that
close.
Dying?
Is the echo still going?
The echo is still going, and it is in fact the echo's go, and it will target Quill and Nova each.
I cut the wrong thing.
So both of you make strength saving throws, please.
Oh, I'm really good at that.
It's going to come back.
18 Two. Plus.
18?
18 plus, yeah.
So, Quill, you managed to hold off this telekinetic force. Cool. Nova, you feel it grab you. It throws you basically 30 feet into the room and into a wall, slamming you in for 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
That's a lot.
I'm rolling really well on 3d6. Idle champions dice.
Yeah.
They're killers.
Five.
Are you still conscious?
Yes.
Okay, so you throw him back in, bam, slam into the ground with a skidding thud as you fly in, Sentry.
I'm just gonna try and get rid of this last echo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me remove this from the board, please. It's harshing my aura.
I'll just hit with a regular attack.
Yeah, that hits.
19.
That hits.
And 1d8 plus 4.
And
that is 11.
Strike.
And the ensnaring strike. 11 is, yeah, it's just destroyed. It's got tiny hit points.
Gone.
So you watch as this last, you cleave it in two, and as it hits, it just bursts into like a red, you know, mist that seems to be inside it, just as it lays scattered around the ground. You look over at the scene, the man, the human man, is alive, although he looks very drained, very unwell. But Tracker is just lifeless. And you can see Scout is just kind of holding him. And that's where we're going to end today's session.
Man.
Damn.
Breeze was not a nice man. We were Brookstoned. You Brookstoned us, Mark.
I mean,
double
Brookstone. What did he? Can't he be just, He didn't reveal the kind of squishy nature.
Because he knew it was shit.
He wasn't it was shit. Bad.
He didn't
it's
lie.
Pretty bad guy that you saved. Pretty bad guy.
Yeah.
Should just let it happen, to be honest.
Anyway, thank you very much. I'm sorry to keep you late, TJ, but we'll be back next week for more High Rollers.
And thank you to our our wonderful sponsor for today, Elderwood. Things and stuff from Elderwood.
So there were some questions. I forgot to do this after the break. We don't know exactly how long the code will last for, so if you want to order something, do it today. It may be around for a week, but we don't know exactly, so do that now. Yep. Is there a minimum spend? As far as I know, no. And I know it's very affordable, so things like the little dice chest is like $40. Grab those, you can get some free dice with it.
Yeah.
Super cute.
Happy birthday, High Rollers. Put that in your order information.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for watching.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out D&D Beyond and join the D&D Beyond Discord by heading to dndbeyond.com/discord. Also, head to elderwoodacademy.com and in the order notes on checkout, write Happy Birthday High Rollers, and you'll get a free set of miniature metal dice worth $25. We'll be back on Monday to recover from this gruesome fight and discuss whether or not we made the right choice. We'll see you then.